Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. So pleased that you've decided to spend part of your Saturday morning with us. Been away from the studio for a while, so I want to thank Heidi Ranking, my colleague at the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce, for stepping in for a couple of episodes of Grow Siouxland. Also want to thank our program sponsor, Mr. Chris Bogenreef of NAI United. On behalf of our producer, Justin Barker, again, we're pleased that you've decided to spend part of your day with Powell Broadcasting and KSCJ. Thrilled to have a friend in studio, Mr. Jay Chesterman of the Chesterman Bottling Company. Jay, welcome to Grow Siouxland.
Oh, thanks, Chris.
Hey, it's great to have you in studio. I don't think we ever recorded a show with your father. We did do one with your brother, Cy, a number of years ago, but it's been quite some time. I think that was just in the wake of your company's acquisition of the territories, including Omaha and Lincoln. We'll talk about that a little bit later in the program. But we'd like to begin by getting to know Jay a little bit better. I know you're a local kid. Tell us about where you grew up and went to school.
Yeah, I grew up here in Sioux City. Graduated from North High in 91. Went to Morningside, graduated from Morningside. My whole family graduated from Morningside.
Well, and let's back up. We don't let our guests pass over high school quite that quickly, when you're a North High star. What kind of things were you involved with as a high school student?
You know, I mostly just rode my skateboard, and my buddies and I would, build skateboard ramps, and that's what I did growing up. I played drums, and I played in a couple of bands. Growing up.
Do you still play at all?
I don't. I gave my drum set to my daughter. And okay. So she went to the University of Montana, and she was in the marching band, and she took music. And so she was really passionate about that. And so I gave my old drum set to her, and she took it out there. So.
And that probably pleased your wife a little bit, that we didn't have the banging of the drums in the
Correct.
House any longer
Correct.
And all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Jay, I know that your family has a little bit of a history in competitive sports. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, my dad is a longtime drag racer, and so he was in drag racing for a while, and then my brother raced motocross for a while as well, and we kind of all, you know, that the motorsports, we kind of all gave it up, and we all really started mountain biking. And I've been riding mountain bikes probably since, well, I had a skiing accident in the 90s, and I've been riding maybe since then to rehab my knee. And so we all ride mountain bikes now.
And we're going to talk about mountain bikes extensively in the second half of the program. I think you glossed over some of your family's motorsports a little too quickly, though. The fact of the matter is your father was a national champion drag racer.
Yes, he was. NHRA.
Yeah, really impressive.
Alcohol
fun. And there's some great YouTube video of some of your father's racing back in the day. And, you know, I was a contemporary of your brother, Cy. We grew up playing ice hockey in the Siouxland Youth Hockey Association together. And I actually saw him race a couple of times when they had dirt tracks brought into the Sioux City Municipal Auditorium parking lot, or just to the west of the auditorium back in the day. But that dates me quite a bit. That's
a long time ago.
But you mentioned your daughter. Tell us a little bit about your wife and your family, if you would.
Yeah, so my wife and I, of course, we live on the north side here, not too far. And we have a dog. And and she runs a business out on Highway 20, Positive Pet Services. So okay. She's busy with that. And
and your daughter, Jocelyn, now.
Jocelyn, yep. And Gene's boy, Josh, as well.
Yep.
And Josh works with Gene out in the business.
Well, we're grateful to the Chesterman family for your long history in our community. And speaking of history, you have a pretty special anniversary and birthday coming up.
Yeah, we do. Our 150 years this year as a company. And so we got some celebrations planned and some exciting things that we're going to do to celebrate that. But I have a funny story about how I can always remember the age of our company, because my mom, at our 100th year anniversary, we were having a party and my mom was pregnant with me. So I always add my age to 100, and that's how I know. So
works out pretty well.
Yeah, so I'm 50. I'm going to be 50 in October. So
well, happy milestone birthday to you in October, and congratulations on 150 years, a sesquicentennial for the Chesterman Bottling Company. It's an incredible run. There are very few organizations in the Siouxland Metro that have that kind of longevity. I believe the Sioux City Journal might have you by a couple of years. In fact, the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce is going to join you. Our sesquicentennial, or 150th birthday, is late this year. In December, we will celebrate our 150th. And so congratulations. And I also want to give a quick shout out to your mother. One of the iconic pieces of art in the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce was created by your mother and donated to the chamber, has to be 25 years ago, but it's still with us in that building today. And I contacted your family as we went through the major renovation, and I said, I'm not sure if this was a gift or if this is on loan to us, but we want to make sure as we go through this extensive remodel. And your family was kind enough to say, no, that's a gift. We hope that you'll continue to display it in your renovated offices. And that's exactly what we do. So please tell your mom thanks again.
I will. Yeah, I will.
Appreciate that. You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ, 1360 AM, 94.9 FM, where our guest today is Mr. Jay Chesterman. Jay serves as a vice president with Chesterman Bottling, a company iconically marketed throughout the world, but celebrating 150 years right here in Sioux City in the broader Siouxland region. Jay, a couple of years ago, you guys had the opportunity to significantly expand your footprint and ownership of bottling in the Upper Midwest. Tell us a little bit about that acquisition.
Correct. That happened in 2016 when the Coke Company had sold a lot of their bottling operations back to bottlers. And so we had an opportunity to expand the area, basically most of Nebraska, out to about the Panhandle, which would be Lincoln, Omaha, Grand Island, North Platte. We had a piece out in Kearney already, so we were operating out there and knew quite a bit about the area. And so we were able to expand. And since then, you know, we've grown it quite a bit. The bottler that had it before, there was a lot of opportunity to service the territory better. So yeah, we've really had a lot of fun with that. We had a lot of good people that we acquired from that acquisition, and it's been a lot of fun.
Well, it's great to see, and we're always happy to see locally owned and operated companies grow and expand. And we offer our congratulations not only on that major acquisition, but also on your 150th anniversary later this year. I rudely interrupted, and we got sidetracked, but you were starting to tell me that after North High School, you matriculated at Morningside College, and you said several other family members. Tell us about your time at Morningside, your family's commitment to that institution.
Yeah, we have we've gifted quite a bit to the organization, and like I say, we all graduated from there. I had a great experience there. My time, I learned quite a bit. Pam Mickelson had a marketing team that did a competition, and we went to Florida to present, and we're in the running for, I think it was the Neon at the time. And so, yeah, I just learned a ton from her and from Morningside locally. Just can't say enough about the small classes and the attention that they give the students out there. So great experience.
Yeah, they've really done a remarkable job, and hats off to their retiring president, John Reinders, who's just done an extraordinary job with that college, now university, really transformed that institution. And John has left very, very large shoes to fill.
Yes.
And we wish him well in retirement, and his successor every success as they transition, I believe, in June of this year.
I think so.
Yep. And what did you study? Were you a marketing major?
Yeah, I actually went in as a for art as a photography major, and then at some point I figured I didn't want to go into photography as a business, and I wanted to go into the company, the beverage business, and so I I became a marketing major and a minor in photography. But I think, you know, the arts have really helped me become passionate about learning. And I think, you know, I wasn't the greatest student in high school. So, you know, having that and, you know, getting a passion for art really, you know, turned me around in school and gave me a passion for the business and the marketing. And so, yeah, I don't regret one bit. I wouldn't go back. It's been awesome.
Well, and it certainly served you and your family business quite well. So shout out to Morningside University and all the exceptional work that they do in our Siouxland community and the tremendous job they do educating students. Once again, you're listening to Grow Siouxland. I'm Chris McGowan, your host. And on behalf of our producer, Mr. Justin Barker, we appreciate you listening every Saturday morning at 8:05 a.m. Our guest today is Jay Chesterman, a vice president with the Chesterman Bottling Company. And on the occasion of their 150th birthday, the Chesterman family has made a major contribution to a significant quality of life initiative in our Siouxland Metro. We'll learn more about that in the second half of the program. We'll be right back after a short commercial break.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. NAI United, the largest and highest producing commercial real estate firm in Siouxland. Speak with Nate Connolly, Bo Bronger, Aaron Hawkstra, Colonel Craig, or Chris Bogenreef. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you today. Go to NAIUnited.com and learn more. NAI United, uniquely positioned to serve your needs.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative, coming to you this Saturday morning from the Powell Broadcasting Radio Studios on the north side of Sioux City, Iowa. Our guest today is Jay Chesterman, who serves as vice president of the Chesterman Bottling Company. And we teased a little bit in the first half of the program that in the second half, we're going to talk about a major donation and contribution from the Chesterman Family Foundation that just happens to coincide with their 150th birthday, which we're going to assign the date of October 18th. Now, whether that's fact or fiction, we're not entirely sure, but it's Jay's 50th birthday, so we're going to go with that. And somehow I will remember in October of this year that it's your big 5-0.
Yep.
So somehow I'm going to have to file that away in my memory bank and say, don't forget to wish Jay a happy 50th on October 18th. But Jay, we're so grateful for the role that Chesterman has played in our community for now 150 years. And as you approach that very significant milestone, you have a great announcement for our community.
Yeah, we have a project that we've been working behind the scenes with Matt Salvatore and the Parks and Rec at Combe Park, and which is a great park, and they got a lot of winter stuff going on there. But the city was looking for some summer opportunities. And, well, it just so happened that there was a group of mountain bikers that were, building some jumps and things out at Bacon Creek Park. And we sat down and talked to Matt, and he thought that this would be a great opportunity for Combe Park. And so, I thought it would be really cool if we got the International Mountain Biking Association involved. And they came up and took a look at the area, and they said that we could do something really, really special. So we fronted a concept plan, put it together. Matt showed his team, and they got super excited about it. And just the more we talked about it with Chamber, with Barb, everybody just started like, this is a great, great thing. So Matt and I were talking, and I was talking with my family, and next year's going to be our 150th, and why wouldn't it be great if, because the concept plan came back at right around 2 million, 2.5 to there was a range, but 2 to 2.8, and so we thought, wouldn't it be really cool for 150th if we made a donation towards this project to really get it going and kickstart it? So we donated $1 million towards the project. We leveraged that to the council and the city. So we went, Matt and I went in front and said, hey, we have $1 million for this concept plan, this project out at Cone Park for building a mountain bike park, really. It's more than just trails. And so that's where we're at. That put us at $1.7 million. And now we're out raising more funds to get, our goal is to get to 2.8.
So it's a great story. And I want to first and foremost, on behalf of a grateful community, say thank you to the Chesterman Family Foundation, to you and your spouse, to your brother, his family, and of course to your folks, Cy and Karen Chesterman, for not just this $1 million philanthropic gift, but for all you have done for so many different organizations, large and small, over the years. You truly lead by example, and you have a family legacy of which you should be very proud. And so again, on behalf of a grateful Sioux City and Siouxland community, Jay, we thank you. This is a wonderful project, and when you brought the International Mountain Biking Association in, their eyes kind of popped, and they said, you've really got a great location here at Cone Park. You can do some crazy cool stuff. And you've really leveraged this and set it up in such a way that there will be opportunities for beginners, intermediates, and advanced mountain bicyclists. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's one reason why we're so passionate about this project. We like it from the perspective of quality of life and bringing good, healthy workers to the community as an employer. And it's just like there's so many things that can happen here. It's 40 acres to the north side of Singing Hills and another 40 to the south side. And so there'll be a pump track and some jump lines and some other things. But what we really need and to get people in the sport is beginner user-friendly trail. I've seen it so often where somebody gets on a mountain bike and goes either to Stone Park or to Bacon Creek. The terrain is very difficult, and having a professionally built trail makes it a lot more user-friendly. It makes it so a beginner can handle it and not be intimidated on the terrain, but the faster you ride it as an expert, the more fun it is. So it'll get people in the sport and then it'll keep them there. And there'll also be things as their skills advance, there'll be jump lines and other skills within the trail system itself. So it's really a super cool concept, and there's nothing really close to it anywhere in the region for sure. Maybe up in Minneapolis or around St. Cloud, there's some areas, and down in Bentonville and getting up into Kansas City, sort of. But this will be a destination, but it'll also be a huge benefit for the community, for a draw, and to get people here and to keep people in Sioux City.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ. Our guest today is Jay Chesterman, a vice president with the Chesterman Bottling Company, who just confirmed a $1 million philanthropic contribution to the Cone Park mountain biking expansion project. And Jay, you mentioned a pump track. For those who aren't familiar with mountain biking, what is a pump track? What does that term mean?
It's a little bit like a BMX track in that... But the concept of a pump track is it teaches kids to use their bike and their body to go around the track, and you don't have to pedal. You push and pull on the handlebars as you go up and down, a little bit like when you watch a skateboarder go up a transition and come back down. It's the momentum. It's keeping the momentum. And what you can do with that is you can transfer that skill to riding the trail. As the trail ebbs and flows, you can push your front end down and lift it up as you're going down and then coming back up. And so it's part of a skills development. And it's going to be built out of asphalt rather than dirt. So the reason for that is because of the future maintenance costs. The dirt you have to rebuild every year, and the asphalt, because it breaks down and gets rutted and speed bumps on it. But the asphalt is really a lot less maintenance, higher costs on the front end, of course. And that's, you know, that's one reason why we're, why we have such huge costs in this, as opposed to, you know, Bacon Creek, that was a completely volunteer built trail that really just cost hardly anything. This will be professionally built. The jumps will be built by a contractor, so the city will have less liability in that regard. And that's kind of the whole reason why, you know, it's going to be professionally built. And one reason why the cost is so high. The other thing that that a professional trail builder will do is, you understand, the soil around here is a lush soil, and it degrades and erodes quite a bit. But a professional will come in and he will build it so the trail is more sustainable. He might actually bring in a different kind of dirt and build the dirt up with maybe some organic material like clay that doesn't, you know, erode like the soil around here. So that's one reason some people might ask, why would a dirt trail cost, you know, $2.8 million? So the pump track, the jump lines, and some of the skills, and, you know, just bringing a professional contractor in here carries the liability and for that type of thing. That's one reason why there's such a huge cost around it.
And Jay, I know another aspect of this project is you initially looked at this with Matt Salvatore, the director of Parks and Recreation for the city of Sioux City, and thought it might come in about $2 million. And then I know that when you presented in front of the board of directors of the Siouxland Initiative, not only did they throw $100,000 at this project, but they also said, do it big, do it right, you're on the perfect path, let's make this a destination. And we all understand how important quality of life is to attracting workforce. I know that was part of your calculus. Tell us how important that is in the final 60 seconds we have together this morning.
Yeah, that was a really exciting day for us. We, you know, as a team, we vetted the concept plan and thought we could do a really great project with $2 million. But when we went in front of the Siouxland Initiative and Mike said it, he's like, think bigger. We circled the wagons and our team went back, Matt and Barb and Doug Palmer. We went back and said, let's build this out to as much as we can. So that's why we're not raising just two, but 2.8.
In the final 15 seconds, when can we expect this thing to be under construction and finalized?
Well, fingers crossed, we hope next fall.
That's awesome. Jay, thanks so much for coming in. Thanks again for your very generous $1 million gift to this project, and give our regards to your family.
Will do. Thanks, Chris.
You've been listening to Grow Siouxland. We'll be back next Saturday morning. Make it a great weekend.